You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
The CDC says that obesity in America is at about 42%. And yes, obesity covers a very wide range. But how does that jive with this? In a new poll, 57% of Americans think they have what it takes to be an action movie star.
Yeah, you did.
Easy. So 42% of the country is obese, and 57% believes they could be an action movie star.
Wise broken.
It is truly an impossible mission.
So you believe you could hang just from a rope from the ceiling and slide into a room
with some of the strongest men ever assembled? Yes, of course.
In fact, why haven't they done it yet? Why does that comedy spoof not exist?
Yeah, Fat Mission Impossible.
Exactly. Like, you go find the guy who was the best, but really let himself go. Do we have to write it ourselves, Netflix?
I'm sure Kevin James is available to me.
Oh, now. My God. Perfect.
Is there anyone on the show that thinks they could be an action movie star?
If you asked me this question about 5 years ago, I would have said yes.
Said yes.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I know how weak and how much of a pussy I am, I know the answer is no.
Yeah.
Could be more like the comic relief. Like, go get him.
Yeah, like the guy that, Deadpool comes and talks
right.
to. Yeah.
Other things from the survey, 35% of people say action movies are a huge influence on their fitness goals. So you see Thor's ass, you want to get an ass like
well,
Thor?
I do think, like, you see that, and it can be inspiring. Like, wow. Like, and I do think there are dudes in the gym that are like, that, I want to do whatever he's doing. On just what a lot of guys don't realize is that there's some genetic component to
some of that there stuff. There's a little bit to that, but then hearing like their story and some of their like convictions to stick into the routine and their discipline, like I find motivation in some of that stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it takes a certain kind of mind to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I just am like, I was so fat that I needed to do exercise to do the regular exercise. Like I needed to work my way up to what regular people call just exercise.
Yeah, I get it.
I had to go through a couple of stages. Like, I'm really fine.
I'm in the beginning stages.
But that's how you don't have a heart attack.
Exactly.
Though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm still
on the try to get up off the couch.
Once I get up off the couch, then.
It's like that couch to 5K. I'm on the couch still.
57% say watching the right action flick gets them juiced to go to the gym. You ever juiced?
I've never been juiced. I wish. If I go to the gym, I'm going to start juicing.
No, don't juice.
I've been milked, but not juiced.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Different.
I never
Better.
Get juiced to go to the gym. I go to the gym, and when I'm done, actually, then I'm juiced. I went.
Yeah.
I can't get the juice to get there.
No, God.
Me, you walk in like...
That's it. I'm not like, yeah, let's do this. Over.
Well, the only people I've ever seen that are like that are just, they're in such incredible shape. Like, there's a guy that yells at you on TikTok all the time who's like, go to the effing gym. He's in great shape. I'm like, of course you love going to the gym. Look at you. There's no one like me getting on TikTok and be like, hey, go to the gym.
No, they're
like,
saying, no. Eat pulled pork.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not a, if you're, I don't know how many people that are just not just gifted physically
that are
just
excited.
Love it.
Yeah. Now, as I said, like it's more of a feeling of accomplishment that I actually did it. When I'm done, then I feel amped.
Yeah.
But getting there, I don't have that. If you're hitting the bars or the beach this weekend with a summer romance on your mind, one of the biggest turnoffs to you. In a new poll, the biggest summer dating turnoff is socks and sandals. Socks and scandals.
Oh, my new book.
That's
my new book.
Socks and Scandals.
Wow.
It's a classic.
Scandalous.
It won't die. Other things that made the top 10, bad tan lines. Like a farmer's tan is a big summer turnoff.
Like a foot, like Chuck has right now. Feet are not tanned.
My tan lines are terrible.
His pearly white feet.
I got like a hat head, and my arms are only tanned like a farmer. And then these feet are like two. Like you could use my feet as like as a lighthouse.
No,
I can lay down on the ground and put my feet up, and boats would be like. And the shore's that way!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! The rocks! Beware!
It's the weirdest lighthouse I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. It looks like just a fat guy's legs up in the air.
Wait, I think it is.
That's all it is.
The hairy tootsies should be your guy.
Yeah.
I realized I was wearing the same flip-flops once too long when I had a flip-flop tan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was, I think, would have been a turnoff, too, if I already had to lock down my lady.
I always have, like, the sock tan line.
Oh yeah, me too. Just
during the summer, and then my left arm will be more tan than my right arm because
the driving
the only
arm.
One that ever sees the sun.
Oh yeah, branded T-shirts are another big summer turnoff. So like T-shirts with logos on them,
like your big Nike shirts or Aeropostale. What's the other one where the dudes are always half naked outside? Abercrombie and Fitch,
right?
Cheesy pickup lines. Yeah. Smoking on a patio. And sunburns. Sunburns, like, if you see someone with a sunburn, that's
if
a turn
I'm
off.
So sunburned,
if
though.
It's like a violet sunburn.
Yeah, like if I'm just so sunburned. Like,
bright red.
It's not attractive.
No. It just, what it clearly states is, I don't plan well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess.
Like, whenever I'm as burnt to a crisp, it's just because I didn't use any forethought.
And also mosquito bites. So having a mosquito bite is a turnoff. I mean, I guess if you had a bunch of bites on your arm.
Yeah, that's what I think, you know.
It's not a good look.
And my problem is,
How you doing?
Yeah, look, I look like a crackhead. I just was coaching baseball. I scratch them to the point where they bleed, too. I can't help it.
Use your fingernail and make the cross
the X
on there.
No, I just scratch that thing to oblivion.
Or you should buy the thing I've seen on TikTok. I don't know if it works or not, but it's like the little gun thing that you take on your mosquito bite and you put it down there and it's supposed to like suck it's supposed to suck something out to where it doesn't itch anymore.
Yeah.
The juice sucker?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a juice, but
I'm working on a larger version of it.
Really? Okay, I got something to test it out.
All right. You too.
Not a mosquito bite, but
no. But mosquito bites don't always, I guess because I scratch them to the point where they're like a bloody mess, they don't itch for very long.
That, again, thank God I'm married because I wasn't worried about it. But we went to a beach once and I didn't realize the boys were playing in the water and I was just sitting on the sand.
Right.
And I got no-see-em bites so bad on my lower legs.
Yep.
Hundreds of them. I looked like some sort of victim.
Yeah.
Some horrible disease.
Horrible. I've seen my dad has got those. He got them in Myrtle Beach, I think, one time. And you have no idea that it's happening to you. There was that model that was like crying on TV. She was about to do a photo shoot.
No, you don't feel them, right?
Yeah.
And I had them, like, I just got them too when we were in Mexico in the winter. That same kind of thing. Like, for some reason, they love my skin.
Yeah, well, you're just walking on the beach barefoot.
Well, maybe I'm.
Like, more than most.
Put myself in those positions.
Yeah, more than most.
But it doesn't look good, let me tell you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Warning, Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly! Dark-sided!
Listen, Chuck, Andy, I know you guys hate mayonnaise.
Yes.
But I also know you wouldn't kill because of it.
No.
Don't be so sure.
An incredibly crazy story out of Atlanta, where a Subway customer complained of having way too much mayonnaise on his sub and shot 2 people for that.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Stop it. One of them died over a Subway sandwich.
Yes.
No! Listen, as a guy who doesn't mind mayonnaise, I do mind too much mayonnaise.
So, yeah. Okay, so here's the even enjoying mayonnaise.
It's disgusting if it's too much. I'll say that.
Oh, okay.
But it wouldn't enrage you.
Well, I wouldn't kill someone.
It wouldn't make me that mad.
Don't make me destroy you now.
That happened to me once with a McChicken.
Did you kill the man?
No, they're still alive.
Did you berate them?
But they... Yes. You guys, it was so gross. I went to bite in and the bun slid right off.
Oh, man.
And the mayonnaise just fell everywhere.
Sometimes they get a little crazy with the mayo on those chickens.
It must have broke or something. Or someone was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I've never seen so much mayonnaise on a sandwich in my life.
Sometimes they get aggressive with it.
Ugh. Do you think that it's they have some kind of bottle that they just squeeze?
I think it's like it gives it one squirt and then the exact amount. That's how McDonald's has all their
stuff. I just wonder sometimes if like something breaks or like a lid pops off and they're just like, oh, well.
Either it broke or some guy was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Guess it was disgusting. Mm-hmm. But back to this story here. This happened in Atlanta and police are now investigating this mayonnaise shooting.
Good.
No, it has left one person dead.
Good.
No, stop it, Darth. Here's the story.
With Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Here's the story from WSB-TV. Let's listen in. I can't right now. No.
Another is in surgery this Monday morning. Police say a customer didn't like how the workers made the sandwich. Investigators say the shooting was all over too much mayonnaise. If you can believe that, Channel 2's Justin Carter is live at the scene downtown on Northside Drive. Justin, the owners say the victims, they were model employees.
Fred, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It kind of makes you shake your head. Yeah, the owners told us that it was two young ladies who were shot all over making a sandwich for someone. One of them lost their life. Let's set the scene for you. Here's the scene right now. You can still see caution tape surrounding this building. Obviously, it's closed right now. There's also bullets in the front entranceway of this restaurant. Now, police say this is just senseless, and whoever did this will be caught.
Subway co-owner Willie Glenn says he is stunned and heartbroken.
It just breaks my heart to know that someone has the audacity to point a weapon and shoot someone for as little as too much mayonnaise on a sandwich.
It happened here around 6:30 Sunday at this Subway restaurant on Northside Drive in downtown Atlanta. Investigators on scene collecting evidence, trying to figure out why someone would do this.
What you're seeing behind me is the result of a tragedy, senseless tragedy that we've seen numerous times throughout the year, where an argument leads to gunfire, and now we have someone dead.
Dead over mayonnaise. You can see where the bullets pierced through the front of this restaurant. Al Robinson is also a co-owner and says the victims were very young and star employees.
You pull out a gun and just shoot somebody over a sandwich? That's ridiculous. My heart just breaks right now.
Over a sandwich, yes, ridiculous. Police say arguments that escalate into gunfire is one of the leading causes of homicide so far in the city this year. Now, the victims' identities have not yet been released. And what police are saying about the suspect in this case, we'll have that part of the story. It's coming up in the next half hour, Fred.
It makes it worse that it's like two teen girls. That's terrible.
Oh, it's all horrible. Yeah. It's not good. Doesn't matter who shot and killed.
Did you see how many bullets were shot? I mean, it's just someone unloaded a full entire clip into the place.
I counted 20. I saw the number 20 on the ground as they were, you know.
That's crazy.
Putting numbers on all of the gunshots. We unfortunately predicted this years ago. I said fast food places are going to be where America collapses.
Yeah.
We can't handle anything going wrong in our lives, and we get fast food every day.
Yep.
Becoming like Old West saloons.
Jesus.
And you can't tell me that a sandwich artist of these days is as good as what my roommate was when she was a sandwich artist, and even she was attacked.
It's a tough time out there for sandwich artists, you know? You're trying to make the sandwich in the eye of the orderer.
Yeah, and it's tough to get it right.
And sometimes my vision of what the mayo should be on your BMT is going to be different than what the customer's is.
In fact, every time I've seen a sandwich artist making someone else's with that squeezable mayonnaise squeezer, I'm always very off-put by how much is on there.
Well, someone said, I was just at Subway, a lady was ordering extra mayo in
front
of me.
Well, you're going to get it.
She made them go over it five times.
Oh, man, that's just...
With the mayo bottle.
Wow.
The entire sandwich was white.
You want a side of a sandwich with that mayo?
Yeah.
How unhealthy are we that even a somewhat healthier option we then cover with a complete film of mayonnaise?
Yeah. I mean, I just remember when my roommate would have to make those subs. Just so gross. But there's like everything generally, like you said, it's like a uniform, like squeeze the bottle at the start, squeeze at this pressure. Like it's everything is just uniform every single time.
I mean, the cold cuts are already assembled. All you have to do is take them off the paper, put them in the bread.
That's it.
You take the container for your mayo and you on the counter.
Yeah. Give it a
squeeze. It's like a little assembly line.
I know.
And those are things like they're making it right in front of you, so it's custom to you. You know what I mean? Like you think there'd be less issue.
I wonder
when you get to pick and you can see them do it.
Are any Subways like a drive-through or like a takeout where you wouldn't see them making it? I guess they're just making it. You're picking it up in a bag.
Maybe they exist somewhere. I've never seen one.
Yeah, I've never seen one either.
Yeah.
In fact, it stops me from getting it.
But I'm sure they have much like a lot of places. I'm sure you can order on the app and pick up.
I guess. I don't know either.
I'm not sure about that. But it seems like it's something you could just click on all the stuff you want.
I would say this, though. If I am not right there when someone is building a sub, they're going to make it a way I don't like it.
Because you're super picky.
Guaranteed. You know? Because much like you, like I don't mind some stuff on top of it, whether it's like peppers or something like that. But if there are too many, to me, it can like overpower it and make it gross.
Oh, my God. There's a place in New Hampshire that hollows out the middle of a hot dog and fills it with mayonnaise. Can you imagine biting into that white, creamy wiener?
If I didn't know, that would have been, I don't know what I would do.
Puke. Happy accident in my book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
Wasn't expecting this wiener to be cream filled.
It's like a pickle. I mean, it's like a Twinkie, but a meat Twinkie with mayo.
The perfect side dish with your Twinkie.
Oh my God! A Twinkie inspired menu.
That's absolutely disgusting. Someone said, as an ex-Taco Bell worker, when our sour cream gun would break, we'd just blast the taco or burrito full of it and we'd just send it out like that.
Yeah.
So it's something that happens.
Man, I wish I could be there when your sour cream gun breaks. Get all that extra sour cream.
Yeah.
You know what I think must happen is they must get really close to the end of the bottle sometimes. And like James said, he gave it that shake and then farted out the noise of the, you know. Well, I think sometimes like they've got enough on. And they just need a little bit more, and they're struggling, and then they give it that shake, and then a ton comes out.
There's too much.
Yeah.
By the way, according to the text messages, there's 5 million Subway drive-thrus, and they've told us about every single one that exists.
Yeah, just near me, there isn't.
I feel like I've seen it once or twice. It's not as, you know, it's more common to be inside of a Walmart than I think they have a drive-thru.
Every time I see him, it's inside of a little tiny shopping center.
Remember the good old days when you just had to worry about being punched on a plane? Well, some woman just posted on TikTok after a guy on her Southwest Airlines flight from Detroit to Denver the other day airdropped a pic of his dick to everyone on the flight with an iPhone, including the flight crew.
Hmm. That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah. Yep.
This guy's name is Larry.
Yeah,
looks like he's in his late 60s, early 70s.
What did I do?
Ooh. Total gross pervert.
Oops.
What's an airdrop?
Yeah.
Imagine. Oh, no. He knew exactly what he was doing. Here's her talking about it here in her TikTok.
Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort.
He admits he did it.
Yep, that's me.
Just having a little fun is what he said there to her when the flight attendant questioned him.
I totally admitted it. Didn't even say it was a mistake or anything.
It's sexual harassment. It is failing. Disgusting. It is assault.
Apologies. I mean, you. I don't.
Apologies.
Meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his peepee.
He's just his peepee. Oh my god.
Has he been listening to our show and got the idea from us?
Oh, my God.
Because we talked about doing that at, like, sporting events and stuff, like, as a joke.
Hopefully I'll tell Larry you this. Yeah.
I would never.
Yeah. Larry is a listener.
What?
Larry, we're disappointed in you, bud.
No, we were just joking.
From Detroit, right?
From Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
To Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to do that with a picture of yourself in the man thong, maybe, you know, that might slide, but your actual penis could probably get you in trouble, Larry.
What was he wanting? Like, what was he wanting everybody to be like, sweet, Larry? Just,
I think, but listen, like,
nice you don't, Larry.
The only way they saw what it was is they accepted it, though, right? Like, you accepted the airdrop.
You have to accept it.
You have to accept the airdrop.
No, some people show a preview?
Have, no, some people have auto accept on, I think, right?
I don't know.
I think you can set it.
I know I
if
don't.
If I'm not mistaken, to just anytime someone airdrops you, I think. I'm not going to go on record as. That's 100%, but I thought right. You could do that.
If you guys want to mess around with your phones or something, maybe you might get a little treat.
No. No. To you. Block.
Yes, please.
Make sure the airdrop's set to auto.
Let me put that on auto.
Oh, it's so crazy. I don't understand. I wonder if they show him getting... She said stay tuned to him. I don't remember how to do this. Do they show him getting taken off the plane?
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying just to get into TikTok.
Oh, you know what? It is. It does show me. It does show me exactly what it is.
There it is.
Gives you a little
preview. James just tried to airdrop him barely dressed to us.
Oh, I got nine others. Hold on. There we go.
Decline. Decline.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you would see his dick whether you accepted it or not.
Yeah. There's that is. That's a twist.
You would see his Larry's penis whether you accepted it or not.
I just keep seeing iPhones pop up. I just keep sending it. I don't know who I'm sending it to.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, James.
James.
Decline.
I declined it immediately.
Except.
Chuck's was accepted.
Yep.
Apple's always doing crazy stuff with their phones like that. Just let everybody drop a picture.
It's from context only on mine. So,
mine
was just from Larry on the plane.
Yeah, so if you wouldn't have got it on the plane.
No.
But a lot of people don't adjust
they
those settings.
Most people put everyone or some people.
So this happened, as I mentioned, on the flight from Detroit to Denver over the weekend. His name is Larry. He's older, maybe 60s or 70s. The woman who posted about it was the one who called him out and told the flight attendant. She was in his row, but across the aisle a few seats away. She was one of the souls who saw the airdrop. When a flight attendant asked Larry if he sent the photo, as you heard, he freely admitted that he did. She asked why. He said he was just having a little fun. Cops were waiting to escort him off the plane as soon as it landed. There's no word yet on if he's facing any charges. But, of course, the internet did their business and they found him. They have been sharing his profile.
He didn't seem embarrassed, and kept saying sorry.
He seemed kind of mad, even.
I don't think he thought what he did was wrong. He does not live here, so that's good.
No, he does not live here.
No, he was just connecting through, it looks like.
He's probably upset that nobody laughed at his joke.
That's not a joke.
How messed up are we, though, that this is, where we...
That what? We think that's a joke?
We think we can do that. Like, you can't do that. You can't send. I am interested if people that do not have James as a contact, if they also saw your
semi-nude. But he wasn't nude. Yeah. Almost nude.
I don't know whoever iPhone number 9 is.
Wow, you had 9?
I don't know. It just showed up as an iPhone 9. But everybody else showed up with a name. And I was like, boop.
iPhone 9.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so odd. I just don't know what you'd do, how you'd react.
Oh, you heard that one girl. She took it extremely
seriously.
Oh, well,
yeah,
serious.
But I wonder if anyone else on the plane would have just let it, everyone else would have just let it slide.
I'll be honest. Once I see her or once I hear her, I'm like, okay, I don't need to say anything.
Does AirDrop work in airplane mode or whatever?
Well, they probably do it before the plane takes off, right? They're not in the air.
No, I think it...
Because I think it's Bluetooth, so I think it might work.
I think
work.
It's Bluetooth. Oh, it could still work.
Oh, okay.
As long as their Bluetooth is on. Okay, my question, though, and I didn't notice when I quickly declined your picture and didn't look at it.
Yeah.
Does it say
done it again.
James Campbell?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's it'll come up as whatever I have my iPhone labeled as. So hold on. Let me send you... I'll send you a different one.
Okay. I just wondered if the... like. How would you know if you just got a random dick on the plane? Would you be able to narrow it down to who sent it to you, or would you just that perv get away with it? She saw him.
Oh yeah, James. Yeah, it says James.
It does.
Yeah,
that's probably how she knew there's a Larry.
Oh, it's not coming up on mine anymore. I must have just blocked him.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything.
What? I got it right away.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. James Campbell would like to share a photo.
I mean, maybe because we have a special connection on our phone.
Yeah, we have. It's always open.
But he could call his phone anonymous,
Dave
right?
Keeps declining it.
Sorry, James.
Yeah, yeah. You probably could change your iPhone name to anonymous, and then that's what would show up. I just don't know how to get into those settings on my phone. But... that's usually something I have to have my wife help me with. How do I change my phone to not say iPhone?
Oh, I know how to do that. Not
yeah,
that
I think
I've
I might
that.
Be iPhone 9.
Oh, okay, well, that makes me feel, oh, yeah, I just got a sweet little bottle.
Oh, yeah, decline from Chuck, too.
Beware the penguins. Doobie-doobie-doo.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
But old AirDrop Larry, he's in some big trouble.
Yeah. Well, good, I feel better if iPhone 9 was Lisa.
I don't know, I didn't get it, though. Oh. But I feel like that comes up sometimes, I see that. I don't know how I'm iPhone 9. But I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I've never gotten an AirDrop.
No, if you...
I don't even see some... I only see you two coming up as options.
Oh, see, I see...
But you have to be active on the phone, too.
Oh, I see.
So. Yeah, you weren't there originally until you picked up your phone and then tried to get James, and all of a sudden you showed up and I could send you the bottle cap.
I just feel like an AirDrop was invented by Larry.
Well, it's like a rascally guy, like Larry.
Hmm. Yeah, I see. I don't see Andy, but I see Chuck,
yeah,
James,
no.
and Lisa.
It's also a way to tell if somebody's actively on their phone. We're looking for a little cheat
and this,
there.
This is my photo of Chuck that comes up every time. Yeah. Oh. Makes me laugh so much.
I look gorgeous in that.
Lisa's has, it's her holding a sign that says, trust no one. Oh, I accidentally did AirDrop you something.
Oh, just Jameson, pressing thank on. You.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, it's a dog pic, not a dick pic, so you're fine.
You see how it can happen? Well, that's what this guy should have said. Like, he's a dumbass. Like,
he should have been like, I made a mistake.
He
or
was like, what? Yeah. What has happened? I would have denied. Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing. Picture. Luckily, no, that's not even me.
He's trying to send it to the male flight attendant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if you change the name of your phone, it'll change the name as it comes up. So no one would have known. He wouldn't have been able to confirm it was him, I guess, if he hadn't have said that he did it and he was just having a little fun.
Well, the thing is, that flight attendant walked right up to him and knew his name. So the people must have been like, yeah, it was Larry whatever.
Martin, yeah. I saw his name.
We don't need to keep him private. He's a pervert.
Yeah.
You can check him out, by the way, if you want to see... You won't see what his dong looks like, thank goodness, but you will see the rest of him at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
That'd be the ultimate.
Oh, we put his wiener out there for the world
well,
to see.
Well, we're not going to do it. We're not going
to. He must be okay
drop.
With it if he's sending it to a whole plane.
Probably be his greatest day.
He's either real proud of it or he really wants somebody to really just talk
Shame
crap about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is bizarre. A woman from Florida has gone viral after she caught her mom in bed with her boyfriend.
Her own boyfriend?
Her own boyfriend and her own mom. Mm-hmm. It was the bed that her and her boyfriend shared together. The woman said she came home early from work one day and caught them in action and then went off on them.
Okay, so this that I saw fucking doing, right? Oh, you're in my fucking bed. I've been calling you all day. And this is what you do with my mom? Is you serious? I know you fucking lying. And you just sitting there quiet. You ain't got shit to say, mom? Really? You ain't got shit to say.
Really? So you just...
No, I don't want to hear that. Facebook? Yeah, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I want everybody to see the two...
I need to follow this kind of people on Facebook.
My bed.
I'm still your mother.
I don't care who you are. Obviously, you don't care that I'm your daughter, right? No, you over here sleeping with my baby daddy. This my fucking baby daddy.
You don't clean.
He doesn't care at all.
He does. He's not even moving.
He's like, can we get, can all of us have sex?
You got a whole man. You talk about I don't treat you right?
Oh, girl, come on now.
And look at you. You just laying there in bed, second, ain't got shit to say, right? Get your up about my bed. Get the hell out of my house.
Baby
you
girl, come on
get
now.
Get your shit and get the fuck out. I don't ever. You man. Gonna get your.
You got me messed.
You gonna get your ass up on my bed. Get the fuck up. Get up. You get your.
I feel like I shouldn't be here. Yeah, anybody else feel like that?
That was like a... I felt like I walked in on him. I was like, oh, sorry, wrong door.
Yeah, point of view. This is not the POV stuff I'm into. This is not the stuff I'm into.
Sorry, you guys. My, about your business.
I'm trying to, like, turn and walk away. Like.
Yeah. I'll just leave you guys to your own devices in here.
Yeah, I felt like I was, like, listening to it. I was like, oh, something's going on. Sounds like a lady caught her boyfriend with her mom. Oh, my goodness. How horrible is that?
Call the Uber. Call the taxi. Call the train. Get on the fucking bus. I don't give a fuck what you do. Get your ass about my bed. Get out my bed.
No more.
No. Get
He's, why are you doing all this, he says.
Yeah, it's just sex, baby.
My bed, out my
sexual
house. Needs. No, you talking about me treating my man right? You don't even, look at what you're doing with my man.
Yeah, well,
really? You really? Get out. Right. Bye. Take, you know nice. What? Better yet, take them drawers off.
Oh, wow. I mean, you're just a...
Take them socks off, because I bought that too. Get your bum out. I don't give a...
Get the camera
what? No, the camera's all in your face. Take my shit off because I paid for it.
Oh my God, she
give
did a 14-minute video of this.
No, it's not. No,
you too. Why you still in my bed though? Why you still in my?
Apparently, she paid for everything he owns, even his underwear. Yeah. Take your drawers off.
She named every method of transportation that
you could call.
She went through the entire list, like air, sea, land, and like a.
You fly, you get a chopper.
A train can't really just show up outside.
Nope. No.
Call a train.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a snowmobile, a train, a scooter, anything.
Yeah.
That is, although, okay, as crazy as it is, what an effing horrible situation.
Yeah, if that's real, that's terrible.
Your mom is in bed with your lover.
You can no longer talk to your mother ever again.
That's it.
What a terrible relationship they have just to have the conversation as it went.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't treat your man good enough.
That's what your mom is saying to you.
Treated him well. It felt good.
She bought him all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says even his phone, she makes him leave his phone when she kicks him out because she paid for it. She pays the bill.
It sounds like you need to use a walkie-talkie or two cups on strings. Start naming off all the communication.
Yeah.
Tweety Bird sending notes for you.
Writing letters.
Carry a pigeon.
It's an absolutely horrible situation to be in. I can't even imagine. Your mom's pathetic.
Yeah, I mean...
So's your guy. But, I mean, maybe it works out for the best.
No, it's...
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's love, right, Dave?
No, maybe meaning it's the best thing that could happen, because he sounds like a deadbeat.
Right.
She's paying for everything.
Yeah.
She's even paying his phone bill, and he's sleeping around with her mom, so get them out of your life.
Yeah, they need to work on a lot of stuff as a family.
Yeah, they do. You're right. They absolutely do.
I just wonder what the guy must be bringing something to the table. to have every bill of his paid.
Yeah, probably 10 to 12 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Something. He's bringing something to the table.
Oh, he's amazing with his tongue.
Or both.
Oh, well, both. That's like
he's got a 12-inch tongue.
No,
12
one, inch no tongue. One would be fighting.
My girlfriend's best friend, someone said, had this happen to her with her mom and her boyfriend in St. Petersburg. Mm. Mm. She walked in on them together.
I only knew of a couple girls that had like their friends' dads take a run at them, which I think is super creepy.
Unbelievably creepy.
You know?
No, there's so much wrong with that. The Gimp is back. And not James.
Oh.
I don't know if you recall, but several years ago we talked about this tiny little town in the UK where a scary dude dressed as a gimp was kind of terrorizing the village.
Oh, now he's got one of those masks.
Oh, yes.
Well, after remaining silent for a couple of years, he's been spotted again. This black latex-clad pervert dubbed Gimp Man is back stalking residents in this quiet village. The rubber-clad character was seen around a couple of Somerset villages more than 2 years ago, but despite arresting two people, cops never got to the bottom of it. Now residents say they're once again being traumatized by a man wearing the obscene bodysuit outfit. Just the other day, Gimp Man reportedly walked up to a 19-year-old and her boyfriend as they walked home at 1 in the morning.
What's he wearing on his feet?
I think it's the suit. Is that just part of his toes?
I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, it looks like it could be just his toes hanging out. I've never worn a latex one, so I don't know.
It is the 16th sighting of this man since 2018. This teacher's assistant was running home with her boyfriend. She said, "It was the most terrifying experience of my life. I've got the image in my head of him walking towards me and staring. I dread to think what would have happened if I'd been on my own. I'm still really shaken up by it."
Well, you can tell this is happening in the UK because it'd be a way different story over here.
Yeah. Pop, pop.
Yeah. It'd be like,
oh, no, there's
gimp
a gimp.
Man is dead.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
I don't think we got him with those three shots. Hold on. Pop. Yeah. We got him.
There were 14 reports of people being accosted by someone wearing disguises, including dressed as a gimp, along with some allegations he had performed indecent acts.
Well, don't you think he's going to?
Two men were arrested on suspicion of indecency, but no one was charged. Yet it seems the gimp slid back into the shadows with no more sightings, leaving a lot of people perplexed. But now looks like he's horny and back again.
Oh, wow.
Every 2 years on the summer solstice.
What a horrible movie.
I just wonder if it's like anything else where the compulsion to do it is just so extreme. Like he was able to for a while be like, don't do that, you almost got caught, don't do it.
Yeah,
just don't, you know, you can't do that. And then all of a sudden the voices are just like, you know, put on the gimp suit. Blech. And he gets out there and gets after it.
They only have blurry photos of him.
They're probably
he's fast.
Yeah, he's either fast or they're running. I mean, he's got, what is that from?
The Purge.
The Purge
he's got
mask.
A mask. Like, that's
gimp suit,
what
Purge
steps
mask?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oof. That would terrify me. I'm a grown man. If I see someone running towards me in a gimp suit and a Purge mask.
Yeah.
Right, but then.
No, we'd write that one down.
No.
Next
no,
to James. The clowns.
No, James.
Yes.
Purge mask.
No.
We're scarier than clowns.
Yeah, absolutely scarier than clowns.
Well, especially at night. On the street.
Yeah. Like English streets.
Oh, yeah, no.
Look at all.
Hello.
Oh, God. Oh, that, no. Voice, that voice doesn't make it as scary, I'll say.
Oh, I don't know. I think it makes it worse.
Makes it worse.
I do, too. I was like, no. Oh, no. You're a perv under there, aren't you?
Just running around. I'm glad there's no weapons here.
No, right. We don't have
to
guns.
Me, that's like lighthearted. That's like, you know, oh, it's just a little
English,
man.
That's how I just picture everybody in England. Yeah. Even the guys out, you know, in a gimp suit looking to jerk it.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
He's just acting normal.
Yep. Lovely night, ain't it?
Like, he just has like an umbrella one day when it's raining.
Then that's a less threatening gimp man to me.
Yes. That's the, if I have to encounter another gimp man other than James,
that's the one
I want the nice one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're just your friendly neighborhood gimp man.
Yes.
So, the worst sex mishaps, we'll stay in the UK for this one. have been revealed. These ones took place in Britain, from major carpet burn to penis fractures. There are quite a few sex-related injuries people can suffer while getting caught up in the moment. And according to a new study, as many as one in three folks in the UK have suffered from a sex injury, which I think the numbers would, you know, pretty similar if they did the survey in America. They asked 2,000 people to find out what the most common bedroom disasters actually are, as well as to discover which positions are most likely to land a couple in the emergency room. While getting it on in the bedroom, friction was the most common cause of injury. 65% of folks say they've suffered from carpet burn during sex.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing to rush to the ER for, though.
Unless it's extreme, like bleeding.
I don't even know what you'd have to do. I mean, really even if I was bleeding,
you go to the hospital for that.
Just wrap it up, or just let it scab up.
Get some ointment on there.
Yeah.
Many admitted to experiencing bruising.
Yep.
And pulled muscles as the result of a rampant sex session.
I would say, like, so you said, what, one in three of them has had it? It's got to be way higher here. We're in way worse shape.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
So you think more Americans have been injured having sex than British folks have?
Listen, our obesity rate, you said, was 42%, and I think it's like 12% higher than anyone who's next. And so if you just extrapolate that into the sex world, we're getting hurt. We're not as flexible.
Yeah.
We're crushing dongs.
We might not be having as much sex because
possible
of the fatness.
True.
Yeah, we literally can't get it on.
Yeah.
Men more likely to experience bedroom disasters than women. And the prime age is between 35 and 44.
When you're trying to hang on, or is it when women get the craziest?
Well, that's when they have the most sex injuries reported. So I think you're getting a little older
as a guy,
but you're still doing crazy sex.
Yeah.
And those two together lead to more injuries. Mm. Penetrative sex is not the only cause of problems. 24% of guys admit to have experienced sex-related injuries while either giving or receiving oral. How could you injure yourself giving oral to a lady?
Let me tell you, Dave.
No, tell me.
No, I'm just gonna just assume something happens with your.
I feel like your
lockjaw or
hurt,
your tongue.
You know, maybe you got a sore neck,
or it's like you're in some kind of crazy.
I understand
position.
How receiving. Unfortunately, there's teeth involved. There's things that could happen.
Yeah, I think, though, this has got to be when people try to reenact some kind of porn scene.
Oh, when you lift a lady up on the wall and
you're like
going
that,
down.
Something like that.
Like
and you pull your back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She falls and breaks your nose.
Yeah. Something like that. That's the only... maybe some kind of slip.
Yeah, she could be trying to use your face as a bicycle seat.
Yeah.
You know, and lose her balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bicycle seat. A lot of people have broken a bone.
That reminds me to get that bicycle seat there.
Having sex.
James.
Of course, got foreign objects stuck inside of them.
Yeah.
Breaking bed frames. If you're going to break anything, let it be furniture.
That's the number one fat people injury stuff right there is the broken beds, probably.
That's why if I'm in a furniture store, I really get rambunctious on. They're like, would you like to lay down? I'm like, not lay down. Hold on. I need to test this.
He tells the salesman to lay down. I'm going to ride you.
Would you mind getting on top of me, sir?
Yep. Now ride it. Ride it like a rodeo.
People are sharing their worst sex injuries with us here. Someone said, my husband and I got sloppy drunk and had sex for a while. Woke up in the morning and my swelling had doubled.
I guess we don't know what swelling happened. And did we miss the first part of that?
We missed the first part, right?
My swelling doubled.
I assume her bits swell?
Must be.
Right? Looked like a bee sting on my bit.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
I was in the ER for 6 hours. They even had a student look at me.
No, that's terrible.
I ejaculated blood once when we were going too hard. Oh, well, I think I'm dead.
That's immediate cause for concern.
That is The finale of death.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a Metallica album cover.
Brother and wife got their genital piercing stuck together.
Guess you guys were a match.
Okay, let's just say that happened to you. You're with a lady, yes, and your genital piercings are stuck together. Neither of you can reach. Would you call in a friend or family member, or would you call 911?
I'd call you, Dave. Dave, help! My genital piercing is stuck with my wife's genital piercing.
So would it be more embarrassing to call someone you know to separate your genital piercings for you, or to reach out to a stranger, an EMS?
But then, like, the stranger's going to come kicking the door in, and...
Yeah, I don't know. You have to figure that out.
Oh, boy.
You can't do it. You two can't do it.
I think
I
know.
To help you.
Unfortunately, I would call
someone in your life that's a genital piercer removal person.
They work in the medical field, and I would call them.
It's probably the best way to go.
That's what I would do. I would call them, and I would say, this must be as discreet as possible. I apologize for what you're going to see, but I need you. Or, oh God.
Smart move to get the HIPAA agreement in there first.
Yeah.
How long do you, like, try to get yourself loose before?
A long time.
2 days. Okay. Yeah, like, if I'm not here for 2 days, it could be
piercing got stuck again.
Yeah.
You try for a while, right? You don't just give up.
Right.
But when you realize there's no way you can do it without ripping bits down there, you have to reach out to someone. Awkward moments. You're just lying attached to each other for what could be hours.
I guess I just don't even know. I just know how my old piercing in my face would work, and you could always, like, unscrew it.
Yeah, but if your hands can't reach because of the position you're
in. Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Then you're screwed. Someone said I was in a sex swing receiving oral. Guess I exceeded the weight limit of the swing and I fell on my balls.
Oh my God.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Big people can't be in sex swings.
It's a drop of pleasure.
James is always buying Wish app versions of sex swings so that they all snap. Yeah. So he can land on his balls.
It's one of my greatest sexual thrills.
When is it going
to
snap?
You hear those screws start to come out of the ceiling. You just got to count down to Pleasure Town.
Oh, wow.
Bam!
I mean, if you're into ball torture, yes, that would work for the rest of the world. That would be a horrible
You don't moment. Even put screws in, you just put
Honestly,
nails.
I can't even imagine being a man in a sex swing receiving or like the vulnerable.
Can I tell you, I would never ever myself get in a sex swing. Are you kidding me?
Never in a million
years.
Can
you even imagine?
It could be fun. You're just swinging back and forth.
I don't think so. I feel like it's to get, if you're a guy, it's because
you want to
prepare to peg.
Right? Men in sex.
Oh,
that's probably
no,
going to be bad.
My
I'm
God.
Just trying to get.
Oh, yeah. No.
A guy can't. What a horrible position you're in.
Oh, my
What's
God.
Wrong with that
position? So horrible.
You got the stirrups to put your feet in? That looks very comfortable.
No, man. I mean, listen, unless you're into that, and God bless you, do whatever you like.
Take a load off.
Fanny. most men could never.
There's only like that one is those
That's
two
on
right
Amazon.
There.
That is that Amazon. Is that is incredible. A picture from Amazon.
Doesn't even.
Have Whoa, Amazon!
You get anything there?
Oh, they don't Amazon. Even show they. So when you click on the Amazon link, it shows the girls, not the guys.
He's on the box.
He's on the cover. He's on the box.
Get ready to pound into ultimate pleasure.
That's incredible. That's worth a buy.
And then the price.
Oh, wow. It's $430.
The price.
Is that an Amazon? Oh, no. They covered it with hair. I thought I saw her.
Crazy day at work for her.
Crazy. That's her job that crazy day to gig. Model
it
a sex
is.
Wing. Yeah,
I mean,
dude, you can't. You can't do it.
I love the simulated...
Oh my God,
that's horrible. That's, I don't need
this
to
one's
see.
Called the Sex Schommel by Volvers too.
Of course, because that guy's name is Sven and he's from some foreign island.
Oh, it's like a cover for like a SoundCloud.
Yeah.
What kind of music is that?
It is German rap.
That's a weird one.
I'm going to write the artist down. Check him out later.
Goodness gracious. That is what I imagine like Germans go to lunch and do, just sit in a sex wing.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Like that's how they eat.
Don't do it, guys. No one, no
best
man.
Best way to consume a wiener schnitzel.
No man can pull off sex wing. I mean, unless you want to be pegged or you're, you know. You're
yeah, I mean, it's got its time and place.
Sure.
Challenge accepted, Dave. I'll show you some pictures.
Just that position, James. Man, you're just all taint and beehole.
That's a number one TikTok video right there.
James in the sex wing.
Just have someone be pushing you.
Whee!
Yep.
Whee! Incredible. That's the sound I used to.
Someone who took it in the backside turned into a several-hour session, wound up with rectal bleeding, and had to be put on antibiotics.
Come on now. I mean, you got to know that everything has its limits.
I ripped 3 piercings out of my face when I got wrapped around lace panties giving oral.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was always just very painfully aware of my piercing and how it could interact with things. I did not want to rip my lip.
Almost
mouth open.
Almost suffocated when my ex sat on my face. I was dining.
Mm-hmm.
I passed out. She didn't realize.
That's a that's a girl who's just getting after it on her own, huh? Because if she doesn't even feel you doing anything.
She woke me up crying.
Well, you try.
She thought her. She smothered you with her bits.
Yeah. You try to explain it after the girl almost kills you. There's, I don't know what you say as a comfort.
Yeah, it's a
to her. Like, no, it wasn't that you. It wasn't that your whole body covered my entire face and I was unable to breathe. That's a
no good way.
In the military, my sergeant pulled me to the side, said he needs me to help him with something. Takes me to the bathroom. I had to take gauze out of a hole above his shaft. A bug had bit him, and for whatever reason, they cut above his shaft.
Mm. I refuse the order.
Yeah,
Chuck went AWOL. What a weird.
I mean, if I have a hole near my genitals, I'm packing the wound myself. I'm not, like, calling in help.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I feel like you're
weird.
Like a private thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your supervisor wanted you to be near his genitals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, Florida's effed up. How did a Florida man give new meaning to the term porch pirate? Let's find out.
Florida's effed up.
Off to Marion County, Florida, a 51-year-old Florida man has been arrested. As I said, gave new meaning to the term porch pirate because he literally stole someone's porch.
The whole thing.
He got a whole porch?
Well, he was attempting to disassemble and steal a whole porch. Deputies responded to a burglary in progress call in Marion County. When they arrived on the scene, they found 51-year-old Keith Hill. He was taking the home's porch apart and removing it from their house. Hey, lumber ain't cheap these days.
I think it happened here.
It did happen here.
Some woman got her whole porch stolen.
Yeah, but they didn't catch them in the act. They just after, they were like, where'd my porch go?
It was already gone.
It looked like they had ported it like whole or whatever.
Yeah, they just took the thing.
Yeah.
He was arrested for burglary and grand theft. He's being held on a $12,000 bond. He's scheduled to appear in court in a couple of weeks. There's his mugshot.
I wonder what he was going to do with it. What do you do with it?
Build your own porch.
You just build it, I guess.
Yeah. You take the wood's already cut. It's all set.
Is it going to work on your everybody's house?
I don't know.
You're really winging it.
I mean, depending. I'd number them, though, so I remember what order I took them off in and stuff.
Yeah.
Just so I'd know.
Right.
For easy reassembly.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You're really taking your time stealing this person's porch, so you might,
He's reverse engineering all the blueprints.
Okay. You gotta love you've got that kind of time.
I could get busted, possibly.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.